CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale. And it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting. And she has a guest today, her husband Jerry Cutting.
Yes, we do a Siskel and Ebert thing every once in a while.
Well, that's great.
Good to be here.
Cutting and cutting.
So, Melanie, did you get a chance this week to see a movie? I guess so.
I guess I did, yes. With Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
My companion for the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw a movie which we both really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
We will each say a little something about it.
Okay.
But it was a movie called Yesterday.
Yesterday, okay.
Which is described on the Maison de Cinema website in perfect French as a feel-good movie musical.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just that. It was a feel-good movie musical. And it was surprising. We went on a Sunday afternoon at 3:30, and usually it's just us in the theater and a handful of others. But this time it was us, and much of the area was in there. There were almost no seats to be found.
Oh my goodness, that's
and,
great!
You know, yeah, and it wasn't a huge theater, but it wasn't one of their itsy bitsy ones either. So so that was a very good sign. Thank you, Townshipers, for coming out to the movies. Much appreciated. So I'll give Jerry the floor for starters, and he can talk to you about how he enjoyed.
Well, what I'd have to say about this movie is that it's probably one of the most entertaining I've seen in a good long time. And that's because it combines, I think, so many of the factors that make for just plain fun. And in it, it also has, I think, something for everybody. In particular, if you enjoyed the Beatles when you were a wee bit younger, and if you enjoy the Beatles songs now, being also a wee bit younger, then I think you'll find that this is a very, very interesting movie, because it does use the Beatles music as a central theme throughout. And without giving away, you know, one of the most important things about the movie is that it also has that part of I think, the entertainment modem. You're required to suspend your usual rational mind, because there is something very inventive and almost supernatural that causes an event to occur that puts a whole series of issues into motion. And all along here, what we have is something else, I think, that makes for good Sunday afternoon entertainment. It's a solid love story. It has all of those things around heartbreak and coming together and longing and loyalty played out in a way that is quite inventive and quite unique. And in the movie itself, I think, is a part of what is becoming a new genre. And the new genre is that it does have a moral message to get across. And in this one, I think what you'll find is that you're immediately tossed into that kind of a dilemma that we see in modern day life. What's the most important thing in your value structures? Is it getting rich and famous? Or is it finding someone that you love and who loves you? And what makes for a happy life is one, it's often around making the right kinds of decisions. And in the movie, you can see how the characters struggle with these important questions, and how in the final analysis, it's one that you may find that you'd have to ask yourself the question, if you could have it all, for what would you give it up? And that's really, I think, the final message in this movie. And if you know the Beatles songs, then you also know that they're probably some of the most well-crafted songs that have ever been written in the English language. And they have a lot of very, very interesting lines throughout their songs. But there is one song that really, I think, is the central theme. And it's not Yesterday. So one of the things I'm going to give to you listeners is this. See if you can figure out which one of the Beatles songs really is the central theme for this movie.
And you might. I'm kind of guessing.
And you won't really be too surprised.
Well, I wish I knew you were going to say that. Anyway, all right. I don't know which one that would be, but it will be fun to guess later on. This is a really fun movie. And unlike the other two movies that have come out recently and been huge successes, the movie about Freddie Mercury and, of course, Rocketman, you know, we have music from that era, but there's a really excellent, fun story attached to it. So it isn't just, okay, now we're going to show you about the Beatles and you know, clap along, sing along, whatever. This has a good story. It also has very good performances. There's the central character, is played by a young British Indian actor named Himesh Patel, who I don't think is related to Dev Patel, who has done several other Danny Boyle movies, and this is a Danny Boyle production. But Himesh apparently spent like 9 years on British TV in a soap opera.
Okay.
So
interesting.
Yeah. So if you're interested, if you are someone who follows British soap operas, and I know there's a few of you out there, he may look familiar. He's a kind of an everyday looking guy. He's not especially handsome. At one point, he has an accident and breaks his two front teeth and calls himself a reverse bunny or something like that, because he has gaps where his front teeth should be. Anyway, he's excellent, and he's perfect for this role. He's not an outstanding musician. He's plenty good, though. Mm-hmm. Good enough. Another person in the movie who plays, as Jerry was talking about, the love interest is Lily James, who people will know from either the movie Cinderella, in which she played Cinderella, or she had a leading role on Downton Abbey for a number of years.
Okay.
So if nothing else, you'll say, ooh, she looks familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Sheeran, the pop star from Great Britain, he has a fairly big role, and he's actually quite good. And the person, well, there's two actors who steal the show. One is Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live and now a number of films. And she is terrific, as usual. So you look forward to seeing her turn. And another person who I had actually never seen before is a young actor named Joel Fry. And he plays Rocky, who is the friend of Jack Malik, the main lead. And wonderful comic relief. He's kind of a screw up. But he also plays a really important role, and he's very good. So, good story, wonderful music. You do go out humming Beatles songs. And as Jerry was saying, there's kind of a message there to take away. So, definitely on the two thumbs up list. And I would suggest, as always, don't wait. It could easily be either gone or have moved from both French and English version to only French. So I would love to think that it's going to be around for several weeks, but I certainly can't guarantee that. So if this is a movie that you think you would like to see, and I think you should see it, then go soon. Maybe this weekend, even. Okay, so we'll have a look. We'll have a look at what's coming down the road for the Maison de Cinema. They have on their website, of course, they always have films to come. There are some good ones. Well, there's some really excellent French movies coming, but I usually steer clear of those. But there's one called, I'll just mention it briefly.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Incroyable Histoire du Facteur Cheval. And this was part of the film festival that downtown in April. And, you know, just awards up the yin-yang. It's just apparently a super-duper movie. And it's in French.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly if you're comfortable going to see movies in French, this looks like a good one. And that's opening up on July 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Another one which is coming the same day is Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. That should be a big one.
Yeah, it should be. The Spider-Man cartoon into the Spider-Verse is now on TV. It's mm-hmm. on the Crave. You can get it. But this one is live action. It's got a, you know, real people. Mm-hmm. And in English, it's Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh, okay.
Haven't seen it, but I probably will, because it's something. It looks like something that I would enjoy. Another movie which is coming. Whoops. Another movie coming to our local theater is called, again, the same day, July 5th, Midsummer. And it is in English. And it, I read a little bit about it before coming here, and it looks like a kind of a, looks like a movie that would be most attractive to millennials and younger. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of a, it seems to be a bit of a, like a horror, kind of a horror film.
Oh, okay.
So, again, I'm not so sure I would rush to see it, but you never know. Anyway, so those are three movies that are coming soon. Two are in English, and the one, the super-duper award winner, is only in French, but mm-hmm. probably very much worth seeing. And at the moment, so currently at the Maison de Cinema, in English, we have Toy Story 4, mm-hmm. which I spoke about last week, and it's one that I highly recommend. I loved it. Mm-hmm. I, as you know, I have a fondness for cartoons, and this one was really good, and it had a great story and great voice actors and a kind of a good message, mm-hmm. one that's worth going to see. So that would be certainly one. Go before it leaves us and is only in French. The one that I thought would be around longer in English is not, and that's the Secret Life of Pets 2.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, apparently it's only in French. And then there's the one that we spoke about yesterday. And that's it in English.
Okay.
At the moment, the Spider-Man film is there. The website says only French, mm-hmm. so I don't know if that means that, in fact, it is playing, but only in French today, and will become French and English in the future, but definitely it will be. If it isn't already there in English, it will be.
Okay, good to know.
So definitely. And that one, Rotten Tomatoes, the Spider-Man film, is getting wonderful reviews.
I can imagine.
Yeah, 93%.
Wow.
Who knew? Yeah. Toy Story 4 is still up there with 98%. Mm-hmm. So that would be hard to beat. This midsummer film, which I truly don't know very much about, but it's coming to our local theater, is also doing well. 81%.
Okay.
Critics enjoy. And the yesterday is interesting because it's one of those films that we've looked at before, which have a great diversity between mm-hmm. the critics' opinion mm-hmm. and audience score.
Okay.
And the critics are giving it sort of the agglomerated score is 61%.
Oh, that's not
which
good,
is
huh? Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah. That's not good.
No.
What can I say? It's not as good as I would have expected. Mm-hmm. But the audiences are giving it 90%.
Oh, wow.
So you can see it really is a feel good mm-hmm. movie. And then, let's see, just quickly, it says, yesterday may fall short of fab, but the end result is still a sweetly charming fantasy with an intriguing, albeit somewhat underexplored mm-hmm. premise.
Okay.
Which Jerry didn't give away. However,
not quite.
If you read anything about the movie, you already know what the premise is, so mm-hmm. it won't be a big surprise. So I think in terms of what I've seen and what I hope to see and what is available for the local audiences to go and see, there's stuff to see there.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And I'm hoping that again they will keep the movies there in English for maybe a bit longer than they sometimes do.
Mm-hmm. Nice place to go in the heat too.
It is a lovely place to go in the heat, yeah. And there is at any given moment there is something like there's 14 movies playing there. So you have quite a choice.
Yeah. Even a choice in English, too, so that's great.
Yeah, not 14 in English, but still.
Mm-hmm. Still we have a choice.
14 movies. Yeah. Yeah, and quite a few in English. And again, just to give them the famous plug that I do every week if you go to the theater and you purchase a little packet of 8 tickets at $7 a pop, then you have spent $56, but you can go to the movies 8 times mm-hmm. for the low price of $7. And that's what we do, and that's what I recommend for people. And they never expire. You could keep them for a long time. You could use them, you know, bring a group of 6 mm-hmm. of your closest friends, and off you go. So definitely a deal.
Great to know.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's it for now.
Okay, thanks, Melanie, and thanks, Cherry.
See you again sometime.